Next thing is treat this like a business. We've said that for years. I sometimes want to change it to say treat it like a job. Because most people never had a business. They don't know how to treat it like a business. But they know how to have a job. And here's the deal. If your job says to you, you show up at the business briefing on Thursday nights at 7 or else you get fired, what would you do? You would never question it. You just show up. And here's what's weird. People will give a boss and a company and a career that they don't even care about the best years of their life, and they do it voluntarily. Nobody has to call you to wake you up. Nobody has to tell you what time to be there. You show up. You show up early. You stay late, and you do it for 40 years. And here we have an opportunity for you to create wealth, and people can't show up at the business briefing for 2 weeks in a row. They can't go to the Super Saturdays. It blows me away. It blows me away. So treat it like a business. This is a business. If you treat it like a hobby, it's going to cost you like a hobby. Think about little remote control cars. How much do those cost? And then a car runs over them. Now you got to buy another one. That's a hobby. Hobbies cost money, right? One of my hobbies is collecting Apple stuff. Apple iPads, Apple iPods, Apple computers, Apple TVs. Is that making me money? Right? I mean, it's costing me a lot of money, right? Hobbies cost money. Treat it like a business, not like a hobby. If you own a McDonald's, where would you be tomorrow morning at 4 o'clock in the morning? Yeah. If you just opened it and tomorrow's opening day, where would you be? Making biscuits. Making sure the biscuit guy or gal is making the biscuits right. Okay?